In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. COVID-19 will remain an official emergency in Denver until at least July 20th, Denverite's David Sachs reports.
As Colorado's governor took steps to reopen bars and allow outdoor events, the Denver City Council extended its state of emergency by 35 days. The move keeps Denver poised to accept emergency federal money for urgent needs like homeless shelters, relief for business owners, and personal protective equipment. Mayor Michael Hancock first enacted the emergency declaration on March 12th, and the council has extended it multiple times since then, following the pattern set by most major American cities. David Sachs, Denverite.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that people cannot be fired based on sexual orientation or gender identity. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The ruling is based on the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII says a person can't be discriminated against based on sex, and the court argued that it also protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees. Daniel Ramos is the executive director of One Colorado, an LGBTQ advocacy group based in Denver. He says that although the ruling is good, a better fix would be if LGBTQ people were considered a protected class in the eyes of the law, so they could have better access to things such as education, healthcare, and housing.
We know that LGBTQ protections are really a patchwork protections across this country. And so for us to really have protections for places in all areas, we need to push for the Federal Equality Act.
Ramos said advocating for the Equality Act is One Colorado's focus for the next year. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
And the state is planning to add as many as 100 additional ballot drop boxes for the November election. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the funding for the new boxes is provided by the CARES Act, which allocated $400 million in the U.S. to improve elections during the COVID-19 crisis. Counties have until August 1st to apply for funding. Sunny skies over Metro Denver today, breezy in the afternoon, a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-90s. Critical fire weather across much of western Colorado. It's 70 degrees in Boulder, 57 in Minturn, 78 in Palisade. This is CPR News.